This is a supplemental episode of the Shaunakee. Let's call it 35 and a half. It's entitled A Perfect Day for the Shaunakee. I'm Patrick McLean. This should be a perfect day. All week long, I've been working writing ad copy, hawking things like internet access and top 40 radio stations, and getting paid an embarrassing amount of money for it. But I got it all done yesterday, and on top of it, I managed to crank out 7 good pages. So I've got today to write. This should be a perfect day. But New Orleans is underwater. I'm having the best year of my life. For the first time ever, the words are just flying off my fingertips and the ideas seem like they're free. I'm so completely unblocked and unfrustrated, it feels like I can fly. But an entire city just got wrecked. And for the life of me, I can't get it out of my head. Any disaster or tragedy is an opportunity for us to see just what fine stuff we are made of. All of those things that are covered up and belittled by the debris of modern ideas. Heroism, self-sacrifice, nobility. But I read this morning that the evacuation has been halted because looters were shooting at the rescue helicopters. But at the same time, a Coast Guard commander said he wished he could convince his rescue swimmers to take a couple hours and get some sleep. But they know, like everybody knows, that in a disaster there's a window of 72 hours. If you're going to save people, chances are it's going to be in that 72 hours. After that, you're just picking up bodies. And here I sit, clear skies above me and dry ground beneath my feet, having rested from life an untroubled day in which to write. And I feel guilty about it. Maybe not guilty. Maybe just foolish. If I got in the car right now and put my foot down, I could make New Orleans in 14 hours. Hell, I could do it in 10. I could get there today. I could help, you know. I could fill sandbags, make coffee, man a radio, anything. And I would know, beyond the shadow of any doubt, that I was doing something good with my time. Of course I'll give money. But money doesn't pass you a blanket and tell you it's going to be all right. Money can't give that magic gift of a little bit of humor when things are at their worst. Money doesn't smile. Money can't share a strength of spirit. And that's what I think writing should do. Not be some postmodernist inside joke between people trying to benumb themselves and retreat from the true joy and suffering of the world. Writing, like all art, should expand the experience of being alive. But damn, it feels impossible today. I'm going to sit here and slug it out, though. I'm going to try and have my perfect day. I'm going to write as hard as I can, because I just realized how very lucky I am.